One, and we're live.
Episode. Hey, you can't say that if I can't say that.
It's cold out. We wanted to work on a cold open.
No.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Four Beers, No Fears, episode 35, for those of you counting. One more than 34, one less than 36.
You want to know what's funnier than 34?
35! All right, guys. So, first, as always, we have to thank our coveted sponsor, Whatever Hot Rods. I heard that this summer, while some big events may be canceled, they may be coming back into the sunlight.
The sunlight?
Yep. Guess who told me that?
You.
It was me. I own it. We never did that new launch this year just because we probably all thought COVID would have been more gone, but now that I got the shot and I can't get COVID, I guess that means everybody can't get COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Science. Not yet on those beers, Jordan.
We still have
we'll get to it. We'll get to it. First, a quick rundown for you guys. We're talking things Ernie the dog does. We'll be doing that in our 3, 2, 1. We're talking about white trash because in Jordan's LinkedIn bio, it says working hard, white trash. And we have a new segment for you guys tonight. So you'll have to buckle up for that one. First, instead of just doing shots, just because we are a little of that je ne sais quoi,
Hold on. Red face. Fuck, I lost it. Red face. Blue collar, white trash.
Okay.
We could make that into t-shirts.
Well, it's not going under my label. All right, so this is for the bomb. Oh. We're not at the beers yet. Patience, grasshopper. So instead of just doing shots tonight, we are doing a bomb. This one is called a peach tea. It's not like a green tea. It's like a variety of things. But it's
just peach.
Well, yeah. So we have a truly peach tea seltzer as our liquid. As our bomb, it's peach whiskey. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I don't think you can get a consistent four count.
1, 2, 3, 4. Not too far off. Jordan, pour the old shadows. Peach whiskey. That one's yours.
That is.
I don't know why. You might want to take a little sip out of that before you pick it up. But peach by... this is peach whiskey by Evan Williams. Well, it might not be crown peach or any expensive bottle. This bottle is $13.99. Are you going to take a little sip of that before you do it?
Yep.
Yeah. We don't want spills on the table. When people spill on the table, Tommy gets mad. Why did you make that face? It's smooth. So I guess we'll cheers and then drop them.
Yeah.
So clink, don't drop it too hard.
Why didn't you do plastic cups, you dork?
Why did you not drink yours?
I'm tasting it.
I tasted mine and it's gone.
It's good.
It eliminated the whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing anything till that's gone, young man.
It's too cold.
Oh my gosh.
And it's too much liquid. You put way too much.
No, I didn't. Yeah, it did. Barely covered the top when it was in there. I thought you were a bartender. That doesn't look gone to me. That does not look gone to me. But to keep the
it definitely is
Southern South vibe going, like you said last week, while it is only 48 degrees this week up here in the great state of Wisconsin, we are still pretending it's summertime with these.
It hit 60 on my way home.
Twisted tees. Oh, really? Today?
58.
I got 52 as my highest today, but I'll believe you.
God damn, that's good.
Gosh darn, that's great. You know what this reminds you of? For my birthday, which is, it's my birthday week, and my mom decided to have my birthday party 5 days early.
Without telling you.
Without telling me. My name was on the cake. I didn't know. They got me a super cool Blackstone grill. Me and Jordan already broke it in. And let me tell you guys, that makes good food.
Mm-hmm.
Chars your steaks, smashes your burgers. I can't wait to do. Like, I'm thinking after this party.
We made some pretty good food, and it was all from Quick Trip.
Okay, Quick Trip has good meat.
No,
they do. It's all, I will go to bat for their meat.
It's decent.
You
can get way better meat elsewhere.
Yeah, but we got two fillets for $5.
That's what I'm saying. For the price, like, you can't.
I thought it was good.
Yes, I'm not saying it's bad. Jesus Christ.
Okay, well, we're going to start this off by giving Jordan a 3-2-1 of places you can get better meat than Quick Trip.
Festival.
Okay.
Uptown Deli.
Okay.
Piggly Wiggly.
I would not have done it in that order.
I didn't put them in order.
I said 3, 2, 1. We know how this works.
I'd probably put Uptown Meats first.
Okay.
Piggly second. Piggly Wiggly. And then Festival third.
So speaking of meat, Super Value has really good meat.
Super Value's out of business.
Pick and Save. Sorry. Oh. Pick and Save is going to be. All right. Well, anyway. So, like I said, the beer of this week is the Twisted Tea Original. It's 5% alcohol by volume. I actually think we did this on our second podcast ever. But it's a hard...
Did we?
Yeah. It's a hard iced tea with a twist of lemon. I love the can. The can makes me happy. You can always find a picture of people having fun. I like to... everybody likes Twisted Tea. On the back of this can, there are two girls on a floating bowl. Brittany B. and Jamie B. of Howell, New Jersey. I don't know them.
Jordan? Hit us up.
No, not me.
Hit me up.
You guys can hit Jordan up. Anyway, so these are delicious. I could drink 200 of these. Me and Jordan have had plenty in our lives.
Uh-huh.
Not a diet beer, but I'm not complaining.
Oh, best I spilled. Thing to beer bong.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. No carbonation.
No carbonation. Easy.
All right. So we're going to let Jordan talk a little. Well, I guess I'll introduce it. So, like I said, it is my birthday week. I am having a COVID-ish safe birthday party with a birthday cake, with a birthday present, with a birthday card. And at the end of it, we decided it would be a day drinking, white trashing event. It's going to be a good time. Mm-hmm. White trash theme. Jordan got excited. Jordan does like themed parties. So I'd like Jordan to
elaborate. I really don't, but I feel like I can pull off this white trash way better than anyone else. I just have confidence in myself.
Well, you have a mullet. No one else has that.
Exactly my point. So, I just lived a lifestyle until you announced that, I've been thinking about it. And everything I think about, I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm white trash. You're kind of white trash.
I'm white trash, like Friday nights.
Like...
I just like
classy white trash.
Yeah, like I am like your typical. What if I'm gonna stereotype myself? I would say Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I would not say white trash. What's
I don't know, man.
What's like a wealthy white trash? What? Oh, remember what's that duck show?
Oh shit.
Ducks, not Ducks Unlimited. That's their company.
No, that's not.
No, it's not. What is that? Duck Dynasty.
There you go.
I'm like a junior Duck Dynasty guy. Like, I like to go outside and do stupid things, drive old cars, drink beer, go fishing, go be outside. But at the same time, I have to be pretty professional. So I'm going to say I'm funded trash.
Hmm. I'll stick with white trash.
I'm going to call it Disco Trailer.
Disco.
I don't know. I could have. There was a lot of houses I was looking at. I did kind of choose this one with, you know, like the wood and interior.
The garages.
And the garages. The
your pool. White trash.
Now, I don't see. I don't consummate any other than this wood interior. Any of it is white trash. I don't know.
Dude, you got flags in your living room. You have that's fishing. Right. You have fishing tournament trophies in your living room.
One, and that's more of a joke. It's seventh place.
You have all of my dog's toys in a ripped up Busch Light box.
That's called being sensible.
You have multiple
stop.
Bottles of
now
whiskey.
You're getting into the segment though. We're doing a white trash segment for Jordan.
Okay.
So you guys just got a little bit of a sample, a little quick trip chicken sample of what it's going to be.
Breakfast sandwich.
Can I get a breakfast sandwich? Don't say that. That's from TikTok, guys. Other thing in local news. I don't know if I said this yet. It's my birthday week. Some other gifts include a whiskey decanter. I'm looking at it. Yeah. Jordan, give it here. Let's each take us. Ooh, let's pour a little bit in our Twisted Tea.
Nope.
Really?
I don't want any. Not in a Twisted Tea. Ew.
You've never put whiskey in a Twisty?
Okay, don't, first of all, let's stop there. Don't say that. Don't say that like you've said it before.
Yes, I have. That was what I did on Power Tour, remember?
Shut up.
I would carry around the Jack Daniel's shooters, and I would pour the shooter into my Twisted Tea.
You shut your mouth right now.
And I would call it a Twisty Whiskey.
No,
yes, I would. You were there. You were drinking more than, I don't know if this is going to pour right. Can I get a breakfast sandwich? I went a little bit because I'm not a big Wild Turkey fan.
Okay, well, you got to pour more than that.
Hold on.
Keep her moving.
Look at that stream, Jordan. I'll take that. Tap, 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 tap. So, yeah, I just made a twisty whiskey. I think Jordan's jealous that he didn't think of that. That twisty whiskey is my invention trademark. It's where you put whiskey in your twisted tea. You give it a little swirl. Oh, I just realized I didn't have much twisted tea left in there. Yikes. But yeah, so I got a lot of cool stuff for my birthday. Jordan got me the Manscaped 3.0. He gave me a little note inside and he goes, I like an aerodynamic man, so I got you this. I don't know what that means.
That's not what I said.
That's not what he said.
You've said that you wanted one, so I got you it.
My grandparents gave me a box of pasta and a jar of sauce.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
I got a bunch of cool stuff. I'm kind of still getting it in just because nobody knew my birthday was on Sunday except for my mom.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be a good time. Can't wait for this party. We've been putzing around at the pool, getting it drained. Today's rain did not help. Jordan has put some time to drain it. I think we're going to have to get a pump from work.
Yeah.
It's at the level where.
Except for that pump is way too big.
It'll get drained in 0.25 seconds. Why not? I ran my discount. It'd be very cheap.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. You wouldn't get all of it out, though.
Yeah, but we could suck up some of the leaves, too, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it would be an efficient rental.
Yeah.
Oh, TikTok.
TikTok.
I've thought about doing a TikTok segment on here. But pool, I'd like to get that full soon. Mm-hmm. Get it chlorinated, get it up for the summer. Maybe even get a new pool cover because that one's kind of crappy.
Mm-hmm.
Previous owner did leave us a couple pool toys. I'm excited to see if that will give us chlamydia or not. And then lastly, Nerf guns. I bought a Nerf gun. Jordan and Lauren both said I shouldn't shoot them with it. I get home from work yesterday. Guess who shot me with my weapon?
Ernie.
Nope. Try again.
Me.
Yep. Like six times. He's like, I got all the bullets. I picked them all up. Guess what he didn't do?
I missed one.
You missed one.
Who cares?
Me. That's my weapon.
Suck it up.
You don't touch my weapon. Okay.
Okay.
That's an Echo 2.0. No, don't tell me to hurry up. We're still under time. Oh, Jordan has to poop. All right, guys. Jordan has to poop. Is your twisted tea gone?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I have one more thing to talk about, but since Jordan can't control his bowels, we'll be right back. 3, 2, 1, go. Oh,
and we're live.
Yeah, we're live. Oh, Ernie the dog. So, as always, we can crack these beers.
They're not really beers.
It actually is a beer. Read the description on the back.
Flavored beer.
Huh. Only a couple of the seltzers are actually seltzers. Like those Bud Light seltzers. Flavored beer.
Really?
What's this truly? What is this truly? Gluten-free beer.
Hmm.
There's only a couple actual seltzers out there. So, hey, please get down, Ernie the dog.
But it also says iced tea hard seltzer with natural flavors, right?
Yeah, but they can put it. It's like when they put Cheetos on the front and then on the back, they're like,
yeah.
Nuclear hydrogenated corn food.
Corn.
Yep.
Ship.
We got to talk about sports real quick. One time. Sports right quick one time with your guy, Sam. Hot take. Anna Barron's not cute.
You're so wrong.
I'm so right. But now, speaking of cute, let's call Sam Gobert.
You'd look at a Victoria's Secret model and say, she's not cute.
Depends. They're too skinny. I don't want it.
You're so fucking weird.
Friggin' weird.
Friggin'. Thank you for calling McDonald's. Unfortunately, our ice cream machine is broken.
No! Okay, so sorry for everyone's ears. So you guys have that sandwich. It's got the secret sauce and the two patties. What's that called?
We've been had. Quick, Mike, get out of here. Go, go, go.
You know the one with the bun in the middle?
We're not allowed to say legally what that is.
You know, I mean, it's got like some cheese, some beef, some lettuce. It's got that sauce. There's three pieces of bread. What is that called?
That's called Sam's Sports Corner. Hi, everybody.
Oh, hey, Sam. We thought we were calling McDonald's.
Oh, well. You get me instead.
That's okay. I'd rather. You know who Hannah Behrens is, Sam?
No.
All right. Well, never mind. We just said you were cuter. All right. So let's hear about sports.
So, unless you live under a rock, there's been a basketball tournament going on lately.
George,
a lot of
did you know about this?
A lot of people, including myself, have picked the wrong teams every single game and are losing tremendous amount of money. I'm not losing money. I didn't bet. But lots of people are losing money around the world, all because of a ball going into a hoop for the opposite team.
Hmm. Hey, Sam, in our group's bracket, who's in second place?
That's a good question, Tommy. Let me look.
It's me.
Why didn't you invite me to make a bracket? What the hell?
Colin did it, man.
Oh, that motherfucker.
Mother flapper.
First of all, you are not. You are in third place.
Aww.
With 360 points. RIP from Cleveland Brewers 3-1 lead is in first place with 400 points. But yeah, this is that. This is it's a weird year.
Okay, well, maybe I should not have picked Wisconsin to win, and Iowa's a near close second. But let's talk about some of the sports beside our bracket.
So some of the NBA games right now is kind of going. It's kind of interesting right now. There's a lot of headlining athletes that are hurt, including LeBron James, that like aren't playing right now. So like, kind of get used to this NBA structure because in a couple of years, you might not be seeing any of these big names playing every week anymore. So it's kind of a weird week in the NBA with all these big names and stars hurt.
What about Bronny Jr.?
Bronny Jr. is still in high school.
I know. That's who we might be seeing in a few years. I was asking about that. I was kind of actually trying to add on to your sports conversation.
yeah, that was. Nice job. No, I think that's going to be interesting in a couple of years. So the Lakers signed LeBron. Up until Bronny is eligible to enter in the draft. So a couple of years, you might see some teams tanking across the league.
All right, Sam, hold on. Go get your dog. Oh, my God. Sam, you can keep going now. Oh, my God.
So the Bucks are actually 9-1 in their last 10 games. And if you do math, that's 90% of the games we've won. That's a quote from Giannis Antetokounmpo.
what a baller, literally.
We seem to be doing pretty well. Jordan.
Sam, we're all mic'd and headphoned up now. It doesn't.
Oh, gotcha.
You put your mic, put your headphones back on.
What's up, Sam?
I was going to talk about the fights coming up. Not the ones this weekend, but I see that Masvidal wants that smoke again.
Yeah, I don't know how well that one's going to go, honestly. I mean, the last fight he did take on 6 days' notice. So
True. It'll
be interesting to see what he looks like against Kamaru Usman with a full training camp. However, I don't think he's got it.
No, I don't think so. I think there's something about... I call him Marty. It's what my friends and I call him Marty.
Mm-hmm.
Marty's
fake newsman.
Like, there's just something about him. Like, he doesn't look like an aggressive fighter, and his fights are boring. But God damn it, if he doesn't just win everything, So I think Masvidal is just too hot headed for him.
Who knows though? I mean,
when Marty beat Woodley. Everyone thought Woodley was just going to come out there and just annihilate him. That didn't happen. You know, same shit with Cowboy.
Yeah.
So, I think Marty's just, he's calm, cool, and collected in there, and he just picks points and wins it by points, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I want to say Jorge can get it done, but.
Yeah. Well. We're gonna kind of round out the sports corner. Sam, you got anything else for us?
Not really, except that the Masters are coming up in a couple of weeks, so that'll be interesting as I shift all of my focus to golf and turn into nothing but a golf maniac, which I already am. So.
Sure. And also, you got What big golf event's coming up in Wisconsin this year?
The Ryder Cup.
You want to go with us?
Sure.
All right, stay tuned. All right, Sam, we'll see you Saturday. We'll see you Saturday, question mark?
Possibly, yep.
Can I just, probably late, but. Yeah, that's fine, but can I just get a quick hoya?
Hoya.
All right, bye.
Bye.
So we did kind of knock out our fight news there, too.
Not really.
I'll give you another minute, I guess.
So this past weekend, Leon Edwards was fighting...
Don't look at me. You watched him. I didn't.
I forget his name.
Oh.
God damn it. Anyway,
Your dog is after it tonight.
Leon Edwards hit opponent A with a nasty eye poke that was something I've never seen. He was knuckle deep in his eye and basically like grabbed the bottom eyelid and like pulled his bottom eyelid with like his finger. It was gnarly. So it was a no contest. And kind of a boring night of fights, except for that one. That was kind of a decent fight until the eye poke happened. And that kind of ruined everything. So other than that, the next 2 weeks are pretty good. They're going to be good fight weekend. So
nice.
You got that going.
Right on, right on. Booze news. I did not actually make a video on this one. I wasn't sure it was going to live up to any hype. And it was the Pabst Blue Ribbon Hard Tea Seltzers coming in peach, raspberry, lemon, and passion fruit pineapple. Not good.
No bueno.
It was the highest sugar, lowest alcohol content I've had to date. It was not tasty. Highest one scored like a 6.2, and that was the lemon. Everything else was below 5. So, as much as I support our Milwaukee Brewers, not the baseball team anymore. I guess it's still a baseball team. Save your money. Don't buy that. Go get the Truly Tees or the Twisties if you're looking for something good. All right. So, like I said in the intro, first in our 3-2-1 segment, we are talking about 3-2-1 dislikes on Ernie the Dog. And you know what? He really set it up for us tonight. So, Ernie's a good dog. I like having him here. I've known him since he was a little baby pup rescue. But as a rescue, he certainly has his quirks. So let's get the 3-2-1 going. Jordan, your dog, you can go first. We might have some of the same ones for this.
And this is least favorite?
This is 3-2-1 least favorite.
Okay.
I have like 20. But...
Well, you say you like him, but...
Oh, I love him like I love Jordan. I mean, I would fight an army for him, but they're both dicks.
I'm not a dick. What are you talking about?
Jordan.
I just got you a baller birthday present.
You already yelled it. Never mind. Let's talk about the dog. So your third least favorite.
Least favorite. I don't like how close he wants to sleep next to me.
Yeah. Because when I come in there, like when you're sleeping and I go let him out, he's like going for the spoon. He's going for that hard cuddle.
Yeah.
I can see it. All right. My number three. When I get home before Jordan and I just go to pet him a little bit, boots covered in pee. He just pees all over. It's on my ankles. It's on my boots. Just peeing on me.
That's because you do it wrong.
I'm happy to see him.
Well, you don't pet him.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Beside the point, I pet him. He pees on me. End of story. So that is my third least favorite.
I don't like this anymore. My dog's perfect. I don't like how sometimes in the morning he will wake up, drink a whole entire bowl of water.
I didn't think of this one.
A whole bowl of water in one gulp. But unless I like can catch him, like I notice what he's doing, and then I'll, you know, like stop him. Then he's fine. But if I don't catch him, he will drink the whole bowl of water. And then 2 to 3 minutes later, he will vomit all of the water onto the floor.
On the floor, on the couch, on the bed, wherever he's there. Can I get a? I also like when he eats the whole bowl of food in one gulp, loses it, and then puts it right back in. And then Jordan's response is, I pretty much picked it up. I really hate that. My number two, he's actually gotten a lot better with this since he moved in. He did poop in the house when we first moved in. He was nervous.
Yeah.
But notable story, the first time we ever left him.
But I did tell you that was going to happen.
You told me that. But the first time we ever left him home alone, bam.
We shouldn't have put him in my room.
Carpet was up. He ripped up the carpet, which is fixed now. Not only did he poop on Jordan's bed, he managed to get it in Jordan's pillowcases, under his sheets, and on the windowsill.
Yeah.
I don't know how. It doesn't make sense how poop would get on the windowsill. The poop was like six inches above the bed.
No.
Did it shoot out like airsoft bullets?
If you look, my bed was right up against the windowsill.
But, dude, he literally had to go, because there was no poop on the floor. He had to go.
No, it was all in the bed.
I'm mad at him. I'm going to shit this bed. I'm going to point this cannon at the window, put it on the sill. And it was like one little piece of
No, it was
a significant amount of dog do.
Yep.
So, poop it in the house, but that's just my number two because I wanted to tell the story about the windowsill.
Yeah.
So you go, your number one.
My number one.
I thought I knew your number one would be right away, but I guess not.
He gets a little bit weird about people like moving too quickly.
I thought your number one was going to be the cleanup.
The cleanup?
Like backyard poop cleanup.
I'm good at that.
I thought you just didn't like doing it.
Well, I mean,
Jordan, let me tell you, you're great at picking up shit, but
no one likes it.
So, but I do get like if we were sitting in the living room and someone moves,
like a guest, if it's just me and you in the house, it's totally fine. But if like we have guests over, he's a little bit weird about, and he'll be fine if we're all sitting down and he'll be laying in his bed sleeping. But if someone like gets up too quick or like does like a movement that he doesn't like, he like gets up real quick and he thinks that there's like an attack coming or something like that. Yeah. But he's always been like that with the hugs and shit. Yeah. Like,
so my least favorite thing is kind of what happened that you guys heard. So what triggered the dog that you heard barking? Somebody used our driveway to pull in and back out.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't see it. They were playing loud music, but that's all it took. And he thought we were going down.
He's a good guard dog.
Yeah, but he does that weird like howl bark, and it's hard to get him back under control.
I did just fine.
Yeah, but you're not always here. And when it's me and him, he wants to keep doing it.
Huh.
So that spooks me when he gets that mad. I know he's not
going to... He doesn't get mad.
Upset.
He's just letting people... own a dog then.
I should not own a rescue.
No, you shouldn't own a dog.
No, rescue.
Period. Rescue. Your dog does it worse than my dog.
No, it's like when someone walks in and there's that loud bark. If they don't know him, they do get kind of scared.
Yeah, and then after two barks, it's he's done.
But
that's what dogs do. You do a better job. Own cat.
I'm allergic.
Well, then.
No. It's just I love that you.
But that's what dogs do.
Dogs have their tendencies. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. He barks.
When I get my dog gun, the golden doodle, you won't do that.
I'm sure because you're gonna be great at training him.
Thank you. I know. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be very strict.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
Yeah, you're gonna be great.
His name won't be Gun. His name will probably be like Royal or Global or some pretentious name like that. Thank you. Well, that's okay. I'm okay if you think it's dumb. But now, more importantly, I want your favorite thing about Ernie.
I love everything about him. He is my dog.
Okay. Fine. Good. I like that.
I like how attached he is to me. Like, you can tell that, like, it sounds cheesy, but you can tell that, like, I'm, like, his
person.
When I picked him up from the rescue, he had never been outside of a kennel So they like opened the kennel doors because they were taking a shipment of these puppies from this puppy mill in Mississippi. I have a video of it. They had all these cages in the back of this truck. So I went to this rescue place, and everyone was waiting for, because technically I fostered him before I adopted him. So we were fostering this puppy. He had never been outside of a kennel before I got him. So as soon as like she opened the cage and like put him in my arms, like he was super scared. But once he like got in my arms, you could see his little tail wagging in the video. And then he slept on my lap for the whole ride home.
He never wanted to go back in a kennel.
Never. That was a problem for a while. Because we tried kennel training him. But it just, I couldn't do it.
He was like breaking teeth and stuff.
Oh yeah, he was destroying metal crates. Yeah, it was bad, making his mouth bleed and stuff. What was I gonna say? When I first got him home, he didn't like know how to walk on grass, so it was like a super scary thing for him to walk on grass for the first couple of days. Didn't know how to go to walk on asphalt. That was really weird. If I tried taking him for a walk, he like wouldn't want to move. He would just want to like curl up and basically stop moving. I'd have to pick him up and carry him back home. So that was an interesting experience for probably the first 8 months of owning him.
He's a good dog. Keeps us safe. My favorite thing, the end of a long, hard day in the rental business. We both sit on that couch, and he sits right between us where he can be pet by both of us.
Mm-hmm.
I like the dog. I've known him. I love the dog. He's like my second dog to Manny. But no, I get a little stir with him, but I really like him. I almost always get home before Jordan. I take him out and play with him in the backyard, play with him in the house. And that's where we hang out. But he's a good dog. I like him.
Yep.
Good shit. We ran over in this one, guys. We will be right back. Ernie, can you give me a whole yeah? No.
Put some of this in here.
Oh, you're going to make a twisty whiskey?
Yeah, but it's not straight whiskey. Well, this is, like, going to be good.
I don't know.
Are we live?
Yeah, we are. I just, you can make a twisty whiskey. I bet it's great. Peach tea?
Yeah.
Man, I'll
peach
put some
whiskey with a twisty.
Yeah, but you made fun of me for the twisty whiskey.
Yeah, because you were putting, like, a nice sipping whiskey into a twisted tea.
Well, you like wild turkey way more than me, though. Mm-hmm. It's a little hot for me. But yeah, I'll happily put some peach whiskey in my twisty. Peachy whiskey twisty. Call whatever you want. Big old wheels keep on turning. You know what? Honestly, guys, whiskey is meant to be in twisted tea.
Oh, yeah.
And Jordan, I recall on some of the nights on Power Tour, you putting whiskey in your tea, but now I think you don't remember it.
No, I don't. I remember drinking a lot of gin.
With my dad.
Yeah.
You just have the coolers to be like twisted tea, Smirnoff, red, white, and berry, full sugar, gin.
Yeah.
There might be a lemon in there.
Yeah. I think I drank like 3 bottles of gin that entire trip.
Ooh. And you bought that one kind of liqueur, like that, you know, like that 20% 40 proof liqueur, and they were in those little vials that, like, some.
Yeah, Mad Dog.
See, last week I said it was Mad Dog. You're like, it's not Mad Dog.
Oh, you were talking about no, those weren't Mad Dog.
Yeah,
that
I know.
That was some like
We couldn't find it. It was like grape, blue raspberry. Yeah. They were like little glass vials.
Just at like a gas station. Like, I have no idea what the brand was.
No, and it was probably something local to Kentucky or Tennessee.
Yeah.
But that's what, you can buy, you can kind of find Mad Dog around here at like certain gas stations.
Certain places, yeah. But they didn't have as many flavors.
It's like one of those gas stations.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I remember that one day I wasn't driving, my dad actually switched.
I like Mad Dog.
And whenever somebody says it was like a trigger word on the walkie-talkie, I had to drink. And I drank that whole bottle in like 19 minutes. And my dad's like, well, he's shot. So, Dad, I can drive. Take my camera. I am audio. But yeah, look, I can't wait. Next year, Power Tour's back on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm itching.
Part of the reason why I liked being a passenger is you can just drink the whole time.
You can really take it in. The Power Tour route's kind of difficult. Like, you can, you think it's easy, you just follow somebody, but other stressful. People get lost too.
Yeah.
And other than like the first 80 miles of one trip, I'm not trying to make a joke, but you've been a passenger.
No, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Next,
you're right.
Next year, if you don't have a car, you're taking one of mine. Like, we want more cars in the group, you know? You can pick. I hope I have a Cadillac by then. I now, for some reason, got an 89 Jeep. That is not a Cadillac.
I don't know. If I could get... I don't know what I want to do yet.
I want El Camino. I think that is your jive. But then today I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about like an 87 IROC C with T-tops. With your look, I could definitely see that. And just like a, even if you did like a junkyard LS motor swap,
right?
I could see you doing that. Nothing crazy, stick or manual.
Yeah.
Just a cool car, maybe some patina, maybe sprinkle on some patina.
Oh, well, you're going to get that in Wisconsin anyway.
I don't know. I could really see you doing a T-top car like that too, though.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Sufficient burnouts.
If I could do it for cheap, that's the problem. If that's the problem with me, if I'm going to do something like that, I want to go nice.
You kind of want like a $5,000 beater heater, you know? Like, kinda. It's going to be a hot rod, but if you could tell it's $5,000 or less.
But $5,000 or more, I'd want.
I could see you getting like a shitty car and doing like an awesome suspension to it.
I don't want what happened the last time I went on Power Tour. I'm scarred.
Your nice car to blow up.
Right. So like, well,
Jordan
even,
took a newer car.
Even if I took a $2,000 car, I still don't want that to happen. That cost me thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say thousands of dollars. It was like literally $2,000.
Yeah, Power Tour is a weird one. We need to have a whole segment about Power Tour, but basically, big road trip. You know, actually, this will go into our white trash segment because it is kind of white trash.
Yeah,
but it's also that, like I said, disco
classy
trailer,
higher class white trash,
clasho trasho, whatever you want to call it. So, but you have some of the people from the hills and $90,000 Camaros. You know, you could tell their trailer was free and the car everything else.
They got them quadruple wides.
But yeah, you see people in literally 4,000 cars on that trip.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They found
easy.
Even less than freaking old Impala in a junkyard, start up and drove it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it is. And I
guess if I did something like that, then you just like, at that point, there's really no...
You plan to leave it on the side of the road.
Right, like...
the peach in there is dynamite.
It's good.
It's better than the peach twisted tea.
Yeah. At that point, if you're driving a $2,000 car, you might as well just leave it because it'll cost you more to tow it home. You know?
If I bought a CTSV, though, I'd want you to drive my Hornet to have them both there.
But
then I could get
it's
my dad.
It's weird, though, because like I don't want to drive someone else's car because if something happens to it.
Oh, you come on.
No, but if I'm going to take a car on Power Tour, I'm going to go through 2-3 sets of tires. I promise you this.
Yeah, you never got to do that, I guess. You got to make up for it.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that either.
No.
I'm just telling you, I see either like an 84 to 87, like late El Camino or an IROC, like a mid-80s car that can rip burnouts and be reliable with a Chevy 302 or 350.
Right. Well, I'm fully torqued right now, so that's what we're going to do.
One of those two?
No.
I could see the T-top IROC.
Yeah, I could. I don't know if that would be easy to find, though, for decent.
Oh, I'm on Facebook Marketplace a lot. Under $5,000.
Like a decent one, though?
You can find a 302 one for cheap. Find a 350 one's different. 5.0 versus 5.7.
I don't know if I...
But, dude, you got small block. You can just drop it in there.
Yeah, that's
not
how it
works. No. All right, well, let's get in the segment. Like I said, more white trash than Jordan was already talking about. This one's kind of Jordan's segment. So, Jordan, just tell me your plan for Saturday.
As, like, dress code-wise?
Not only how you're dressing, how you plan to act.
Oh, goddamn.
Gosh darn.
I am throwing on the jorts, cut-off jean shorts. I am throwing on the wife beater, the white wife beater. I'm letting the Mississippi mud flap flow. I'm throwing on the Pit Vipers.
Which color?
Probably the...
I see yellow for some reason.
It's I'm seeing the yellow ones, the cheetah print ones.
Yep.
I'm drinking Busch Light all night long.
Are you going to use the beer belt?
I might.
I think it only makes sense.
I may.
I think it's
bandolier.
Well, you can do it as a bandolier or a belt. Yeah. I like it as a belt when you keep it off to your side. So mm-hmm. you just grab one and keep going.
Right. Like a little like gun holster, like you're. Like
yeah, it's cowboy. Actually not that comfortable to keep it right in front of you.
Right.
Because when you go
can't
to
bend
sit,
down or something.
Or you go to sit. But if you keep it to your side with a bandolier, you can sit.
Yeah.
And it holds it pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm just. Great. Yeah.
What else was I thinking? I had another. And my camo Crocs. Those
of
will
course.
Be on.
I have mine too.
No socks.
It's gonna be 42 degrees. Garage
no socks.
Heat will be in full swing.
I'm gonna stop at home and grab another heater.
Oh, that'll be awesome. I might have another one too. Ooh.
Ooh. I might be sipping my Jesse James whiskey out of the bottle.
Oh, you should build a holster for that in the meantime. So you could have the beer bottle and Jesse James whiskey. Oh. Man,
I'm gonna win this competition. I told you.
They wouldn't even tell what the prize was.
Who cares what the prize is as long as I win?
Okay, so in college, one time we had an ABC anything but a cup. I got second place, and I was using a deck sprayer to drink my beer out of. However, my buddy Adam,
who won, yeah,
he brought a used beer bong and just poured a drink into that and drank it.
Ooh.
And I was very disgusted.
Ooh.
Not a beer bong, an actual bong.
Wait, oh,
it had bong water in it.
Oh,
so give him
smells like potatoes.
Give him the gold. I took the silver on that one. I was still sipping out of it.
God.
And that was the weekend on the original
rough.
Natter Days came out. So I had that thing filled with Natter Days.
Oh.
I was like, everyone's like, can I try? I was like, sure. Maybe I should bring a deck spray to drink out of. I got like three
you
in the
got
garage.
Them in the car, yeah.
I found all of them.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm
so,
going to win this. I haven't decided yet on camel Crocs or cowboy boots with shorts on.
Oh, gosh.
Because that just is dope.
I'll tell you what. Whatever, you know what? You got to do the boots with the shorts.
Yeah,
I'm going to do camel Crocs with just like khaki shorts or something.
Okay, fair.
I don't go as hard for white trash as you. For me, I'll be wearing camel Crocs with tall socks.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. And they'll be like blue.
Yep.
I'll be
mismatched.
Wearing...
They got to be mismatched.
That's not a bad idea. I will be wearing just khaki. I don't have jorts anymore. I don't have my high school dance team jorts either. I will be wearing. I have a ton of tank tops from like when I was skinny in college before COVID wrecked me. Might put one of those tie dye boys on, mm-hmm. or even better, might put one of Jordan's tank tops on.
Hell yeah.
I don't have any Pit Vipers. I don't have any. I don't really know what I'll do. I do have a cheetah print visor that's on like a wire.
There you go.
So that'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. We'll see what it comes down to. See how warm we get that garage, I guess, before I plan it. But it's going to be a really good time starting at like 1 or 2 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be all a mess by the end of the day.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to take everyone's car keys and hide them.
We do need to get a better beer bong with a smaller hose.
Yeah, we do. Can I put you in charge of that? Because I don't know where to get a beer bong.
Home Depot. Something.
Oh, you want to build one?
It's
you can't
just
go
a
to
a piece of hose and a funnel.
I think I got that one at like a Spencer's.
You bought that probably online.
No, I bought it at Spencer's in Janesville, Wisconsin.
And you just buy a piece of hose and some a funnel.
Yeah, whatever Hot Rods Express.
Uh-huh.
It's the express train to a good time. All right, Jordan. So
drink a lot of Twisted Teas out of that.
That thing has lived every power tour.
No, because I brought
the
first one and then I left it in a hotel room in a hungover stupor.
Was yours a long one like that or a small one?
It was just like that one.
So I've had that one since my sophomore year of college.
Okay.
So I don't know if you saw it and then bought it.
No, I definitely brought mine first.
Okay. I don't know.
For the
I don't
first,
remember.
And then you might have brought yours.
I think,
because I know that I left mine in the hotel room.
Yeah.
A hotel room.
Sure. Yeah. Someone's really lucky now to have that.
Yeah.
But Yeah, so we'll figure out the beer bong. I do kind of agree we need another one.
Maybe I'll grab a couple.
If you can find them for cheap, we should check Amazon Prime tonight after.
No, you can just make them.
All right, well, then that's up to you because I don't really make this. But, yeah, I'm going to let you talk about white trash around this residence because other than my beer box, dog toy box, dog I toy. Can't think of much as you because you were kind of avid on this tonight.
You got a lot of whiskey bottles.
Is that a stereotype? I think it just looks cool. I think whiskey bottles are a home decoration, not a personality trait.
You have fish in whiskey bottles.
No, I don't.
You have fish in
handles.
Vodka bottle. A vodka bottle.
Okay.
You have. Let me think here. Like I said, you have. Literally a fish tournament trophy on
that in your doesn't room. Count. It's a conversation starter.
Tommy, the main focal point of this house is cars and booze.
I think
what is more okay. white trash no, than see, that?
I think it's more, I am more redneck than white trash.
Okay. Same, but different.
Very different, but like white trash is like beer cans on the lawn.
And yeah, well, we do that too.
I think this is more, I call it Southeast Wisconsin redneck. Like, I'm fully aware I live between Milwaukee and Chicago. I don't say I'm a redneck, but like sometimes wear boots to a bar. And I think that's the most redneck I'll be.
Huh.
You are definitely redneck, white trash.
Thank you.
I'm not trying to be mean, but like how you choose to like wear the, like the pit vipers and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I'd say you're more redneck than white trash, but you're on the other end of that.
Yeah, but it's just fucking funny. It's good for radio. Calm down.
I guess it's good for radio, but I'm trying to like connect to the segment, but I'm having a hard time.
You literally have, what, 4 muscle cars in your garage right now?
There's a couple.
Yeah.
There's 4. 5. Well, I'm counting all the cars back then. I call...
The Jeep is not a muscle car. Stop right there.
No, I was going to change it. I was going to say just older cars. There's 5 there's 5 cars in the backyard right now.
Right.
3 muscle cars.
No, 6.
Right now.
4, 5, 6. There's 6 cars in the backyard right now.
No, there's plus not.
Plus your truck.
The truck's in the front yard.
Okay, you got your Jeep.
Yep.
You got your Pontiac.
Yep.
You got the white Hornet.
Yep.
You got the yellow Hornet.
That's gone.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yep. My bad. You're right.
There's five cars back there.
My bad.
7 cars on the property. Jordan says I have to make sure there's room for him when he gets a car, but I can't promise him because if I see something on a Facebook marketplace, there'll be room for your car. Don't worry. There is 2 jet skis back there, though.
I do want to get a motorcycle. That's the only thing. But if I buy a cheap car like we were talking about earlier, I can still buy a motorcycle.
The motorcycle can literally go anywhere. It'll probably live behind the Firebird.
Yeah. I'm not.
This is white trash
this.
For you to talk about. I kind of lost the segment. I'm just waiting on you. Now we're talking about cars again.
What else is white trash?
See, I don't think it's
white. We have a fish tank in our kitchen.
I don't know. I don't think that's white trash. On a granite countertop? Won't say that.
It's white trash-esque.
I don't think so. But
it could go both ways. It could go classy, and it could go... It could go either way.
I think my orange blossom dwarf gourami
is I think you're not. Getting very defensive about what white trash is. You're thinking of it as a very negative thing.
See, and then I just can't say anything here is white trash.
Huh. Okay.
I think the most white trash thing that I have is the jet skis in the backyard.
That's like the least white trash thing.
Maybe I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know if you know what you're talking about.
Maybe I don't. Maybe I don't. And then next line item was white trash things to come to the house. I don't know if this bar is considered white trash. I think it's more of man cave. And I'm not just...
Yeah, no, that's not white trash.
No, I'm not building out of pallets.
No. No.
You're going to do it nice. You're not going to just
I think
throw up a
Jordan,
table and call
and,
the bar.
Yeah, me and Jordan were thinking about an inflatable hot tub.
That's
I would
white
say
trash.
That's white trash. Yeah, that is white trash. But I can't think
if they
of...
weren't so expensive, we would have had one by now.
Yeah.
We thought that they were like $350.
The They're cheapest
like
one was $400, and it looked very little. Yeah, I don't know if it's as white. Like, you're, I would say you're more redneck than white trash, though.
They're kind of the same, though, man.
No, I see white.
They're not the same,
I
but like
white
they got
trash
similarities.
Is a trailer with an inflatable hot tub outside. I see redneck.
What's wrong with a trailer? My parents lived in a trailer for years.
You're not. I'm just defining the stereotypes. I see redneck is like a house like this with all the cars and the whiskey.
Okay.
Does that kind of make sense?
Kind of, sort of.
And if you live in a trailer, it doesn't make you white trash. It's called affordable living.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think they're very different things.
They are different.
I think,
but
trailer
they have
trash
similarities.
Is outskirts of cities and trailers, and money goes to Skol vodka and
cigarettes and
yeah.
Yeah.
What am I hearing?
I don't know. That was weird.
Yeah, I don't know
the
what that
fridge,
was.
Maybe? Is it the ice maker?
What is that? You keep talking for a minute.
Sounded like the ice maker to me. Shh. You just told me to keep talking.
That was weird.
It was coming from over there, I think.
Oh, really?
Is there their fridge or their ice maker? I don't know. That was a weird sound, though. I'd never heard the fridge make that sound
well,
before.
Well, we've heard stuff with these headphones on. But we'll wrap up from here, guys. We'll
Maybe
be right
it's
back.
A ghost, Tommy.
We've already talked about it. It's not haunted. It's impossible. We'll be right back, guys. Mm-hmm. Okay. Three. We've been rolling for a while.
For a while. And we're live.
And we are live. Can you put more whiskey in that one? Or are you just going to bring it down a notch? Oh, there he goes with the Evan Williams peach for the win. There goes Jordan Kushan. And off to the races. He's pouring. He's pouring. Oh, little spill on the top of the can. He sets the bottle down.
If you're going to go for it, you might as well go for it, you know?
It's not like we have work tomorrow. All right, Jordan. I have a new segment. For this fourth segment, we like to always bring back something reoccurring. For that second segment, we always do a 3-2-1 just to kind of get the conversation rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Three's a wild card. That's the one I try to let Jordan kind of spice up a little bit. So I guess the last few weeks we've kind of switched off between make it better and people love. But mm-hmm. this new segment is Wisco or Wisconsin is better than that. All right, sound good?
Well, I'm confused on how this is going to work, so you're going to have to explain it to
so
me.
So, Wisconsin, and the next one said explain rules. So, it's, it says Wisconsin is better than that. That, the word that will change every week. So,
okay.
Like I said, I picked an easy target this week. The target is Illinois.
Okay.
All right. So, what I did
well,
is before.
Wisconsin's better than that.
Exactly. But just so me and you, the audience, can understand it, what I did is I went on a published website.
Okay.
And it was like the 28 best things about
Illinois.
And I didn't take all 28 because we'd sit here all night.
Right.
But I took a handful I thought we could, you know, spice up against.
Okay.
So this will incorporate into that mix of three, but we'll do different states just to prove that in the end, after 49 episodes.
Wisconsin's better.
Wisconsin is better.
Wisconsin.
Cheers. Right. Hello, welcome to Four Beers, No Fear. This is Tommy. Just kidding.
You know what we should do one of these days?
What?
Drink four beers, then start recording, and then drink another four beers during the podcast.
So, and I've told you how I recorded the first podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I drank four beers on camera.
Yep.
In that huge cup I have over there. And I was mm-hmm. like, look, look,
yeah.
look. I was like, Brandon, talk to me. It was not good. I just burped the whole time because I just drank four Coors Lights.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's not a bad idea.
But we could drink four beers, like, well, I guess.
That would be
Even just four shots within an hour.
I would rather do the four beers because I can handle beer way better than liquor.
Oh, okay. Well,
anyways, it's not a horrible idea. Maybe, like, if we ever have, like, a Wednesday both off for a holiday,
mm-hmm.
that'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
But
new segment, Wisconsin is better than that. This week, Illinois, Wisconsin versus Illinois. Kind of told you the rules. Here I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of the 26 topics to go against. I'll say the topic. We will both explain why Wisconsin does it
better.
All right, so first.
What do you got in your can?
Let me see. On this can, I have Jeremy P. And Colton C. from Wilmot, VT.
Yeah. What's VT?
Vermont.
Vermont.
These two guys, they've been kissing.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, but Jeremy P.'s got shirt off. Colton C.'s got shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means.
Mm-hmm. Women.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, first, this was the literally the thing they listed first on this website. Is the city of Chicago. Exactly. For all you at home listening, Chicago's not that cool.
It's decent. It's got its quirks, but...
Like what? More expensive everything than us?
Yeah.
Pizza, that's not as good.
Tall buildings. That's about
it. Does have tall buildings. Jordan, you are going somewhere in this world. How about Chicago? Tall buildings.
Tall buildings.
Oh, God. You're moving out. All right. But no, Chicago's a really rough area.
It can be. There's nice, beautiful places in Chicago.
Sure. Well, I think of Chicago, I think of bad neighborhoods and business. 2.1 million people. Then you got to look at our beautiful big city, Trilwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
You got about 750,000. You have about 5 or 6 streets dedicated strictly to partying.
There's also a lot of bad neighborhoods in Milwaukee.
The north side's bad. Yeah. But I, Chicago is way worse than Milwaukee.
Oh, well, yeah, but way less people.
Yeah, but we handle it differently. For our entertainment and our sports in Milwaukee, we do a better job than Chicago. You can go to a Bucks game and not get a glass bottle thrown at your head.
Okay? I'll give you that.
You ever been to a Bulls game?
No.
No, but you're still alive. Exactly. Wisconsin's a big city compared to Chicago. Safer,
yeah, but
more
they got
fun.
The Cubs. Have you ever been to a Cubs game?
Yeah.
Awesome.
You been to a Brewers game?
10 times better than a Brewers game.
You ever been to AmFam Field?
10 times better than a Brewers game.
So that's fine. Baseball
but
is the
I
only.
I will say I'd like Milwaukee more than Chicago.
Baseball.
Saying that.
And you're probably at work now. You spend more time in the Milwaukee area than you have in your whole life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And you start to figure it out a little bit. It's not a hard city to navigate. And you're normally going with a trailer, too, and a big truck.
Yeah.
Not a little car. But so first off, Illinois, Point, Wisconsin, Milwaukee is better. Sorry. Next thing. This was their number two item. The quintessential deep dish pizza.
See, first of all, I'm really not a huge fan of deep dish.
I'm not either. It tastes good, but
it's good. But man, I've had some in Chicago. Like I've had the
Giordano's, Gino's.
Yeah, I've had.
It's okay.
It's okay, but
I would take pizza in Kenosha and Racine over all of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over all of it, we have. Don't get me excited on this podcast. We have good pizza. I mean, there's a couple spots in Milwaukee that has good pizza.
Right.
But Kenosha is known for its Italian communities and Italian food pizza.
Yep.
I'd say Kenosha has the best pizza in the state. Smack dab between Milwaukee and Chicago.
See, it's damn good, but I don't know if it's the best in the state because I haven't been.
Who else is going to? I've had a ton of pizza in Milwaukee.
Northern Wisconsin, you ain't going to get a good pizza.
No.
But. You might get a good pizza, but it ain't going to be better than a Kenosha.
Friggin',
like,
you put it up Ruffalo's,
yeah,
Kaiser's,
no,
Luigi's.
Gonna, no, you ain't going to get better than that.
I can't. No. No.
Maybe you're right. I don't know.
I'd say Kenosha has the best pizza.
And that is attributed to its Italian
heritage.
You know.
Yeah, it's not. This is a known Italian city.
Yeah.
Boom. Wow. So, sorry, Chicago deep dish. As much as I like a loaf of bread covered in sauce. Wisconsin's got it.
Yeah. You got it.
You've had better pizza in Wisconsin than Illinois.
100%.
Exactly.
Yes.
Bing, bing, bow.
Better than Wisconsin. Better than
sounds
Wisconsin
like,
is better than.
Sounds like Wisconsin is better than Illinois. Next. This is the only one I kind of had a hard time dealing with. Route 66 starts in Illinois.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I've driven a chunk of it in Illinois. In Illinois, it's a very boring road.
Well, Illinois itself is very boring to drive through.
So I thought of an analogy. Route 66.
Very flat. Mostly cornfields. That's about it.
Route 66 is to a great, beautiful tree.
Mm-hmm.
The roots of Route 66 are underground. They're just flat. They're just a root growing. Well, the beautiful part is out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If you've ever driven, you know, northern Wisconsin, you ever driven up, probably when you were driving to Port Washington today, you saw some pretty sights.
Mm-hmm.
Once you got into the town.
Mm-hmm.
So, but me and you have gotten up north.
Northern that's Wisconsin. That's where the beautiful roads are. Yeah.
Covered bridges, waterfalls, bluffs, small mountains.
Especially during like the fall or the winter.
Yeah. Oof. I would take fall driving even in parts of Pleasant Prairie over Illinois Route 66. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get a hoya? Yeah. So it sounds like Wisconsin is better than that. All right, next up. What did I write here? Oh, this one made me spit out my water. Illinois tried to flex their 26 miles of Lake Michigan beaches. Ha! Are you kidding me?
26 miles.
We have 26 miles on the tail of Wisconsin on Lake Superior. Mm-hmm. Lake Michigan, sorry. The tail going up.
Right.
26 miles? That's like Kenosha and Racine.
I can walk that.
I can walk that in 4 days. So sorry, Wisconsin's better than that.
Yeah.
All right, and this one. This kind of goes off beaches. This got me mad. This was their eighth. They said Lake Michigan.
Wait, what?
They said eighth? The eighth best thing about Illinois is Lake Michigan.
Has
anybody here ever looked at a map? Let me tell you. You got from Winthrop Harbor to South Holland. Yeah. That's your 26 miles. There's no Lake Michigan. Come on now.
Although... charter fishing, sometimes in Illinois is banging on Lake Michigan, but once you cross that border, for some reason, it's like it just drops off.
That's kind of beside the point. They're trying to say they're 26 miles of Lake Michigan.
No, so we're talking. I know what you're saying.
Pleasant Prairie, Kenosha, Racine, Oak Creek, Cudahy, South Milwaukee, friggin' all the way up, Bayfield. Mm-hmm. I had a couple drinks.
Too many.
There are so many.
Yeah.
Two Rivers, Manitowoc, Sheboygan, Sturgeon Bay, Egg Harbor. I mean, come on. We have Lake Michigan.
Egg Harbor is one of the most beautiful places
I've never been there.
It is amazing.
So it was my birthday. I'd say let's go there.
The only thing that comes close that I've seen, and I haven't seen that much, so take this with a grain of salt.
Sure.
The only thing has come even close is West Virginia.
Almost heaven.
West Virginia.
Blue Ridge Mountains. Chattanooga. Were you with us that year for West Virginia?
Yep.
Damn, that was a good year.
West Virginia is beautiful.
Pretty. Yeah. I'm a big water guy.
Yep.
Don't have too much water.
Yep.
Water kind of, they have rivers, but like northern Wisconsin, that's heaven on earth.
I tell you what.
Sorry, Lake Michigan, but that's Wisconsin's or Michigan's, but we'll get to that another day. Next, they put the city of Chicago's legendary sports. And other than the Cubs, tell me about it.
Well, the Bulls
are not that good.
Michael Jordan?
He doesn't play there anymore. This was published less than a year ago.
It was legendary, though.
Jordan, this was published.
Does that matter?
Yeah, now.
Okay, now.
The Bucks used to suck, but now.
Now they're good.
The Bucks are dynamite.
Yeah.
Friggin' to Green Bay Rodgers.
Yeah.
The Brewers don't suck.
They
Kenosha Kingfish.
Yeah, Wisconsin doesn't really have that many. Like, they got the Packers are decent.
The Bucks and the Packers are great teams.
Bucks are good this year.
But how long have the Bears sucked?
Forever.
Forever.
I mean, Bulls, they won the Super Bowl, what, in 2000?
I think it was not. I don't think it started eight? With. I don't think it started with a two.
No, it did. They won the Super Bowl.
I'll look it up because
I remember because my grandpa did the dance.
1986. They beat the Patriots.
No, the last time they won the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Bears Super Bowl wins.
Yeah. The last time they won the Super Bowl.
One Super Bowl, and that was in 87. They beat the Pats. Or, I'm sorry, 1986. 46.
The last time they won the Super Bowl.
Was when 1986. They might have went to the Super Bowl then.
Well, I'm they've wrong.
Had one win. Yep. So I'm going to give sports to Wisconsin. Sounds like Wisconsin's better.
Yeah.
Of the three big sports, we have two of them.
Yeah. All right.
So Wisconsin is better than that. Next.
I definitely like the Cubs way more than
that. That's fine. So. And that's kind of how you brought up, you know?
Yeah.
This one kind of angered me. Okay. Wisconsin or Illinois said state parks.
Ooh, really?
Gross. Yeah, I mean, when you think of Wisconsin, you think of the mountains. Freaking Devil's Head.
Yeah. We got some state parks.
Beautiful state parks. Well, we don't have any national parks. We should.
Yeah.
Especially when you get up across the Wisconsin Dells.
I wonder what makes it a national park.
I think something historic had to happen there.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, but we have beautiful. Oh, your dog. He's being so weird. But yeah, so sorry, but not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close. Now, this next one, I had to incorporate some more food.
Mm-hmm.
They said Portillo's.
A fast food restaurant?
Well, I have a fast food restaurant that came out of Wisconsin. You ever had a Culver's Butterburger?
You ever had Quick Trip?
I won't call that a restaurant. You can't compare the two, but no, I'll take friggin' Culver's to Portillo's every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I think I've been to Portillo's maybe once or twice.
I've been there.
So I can't really judge like hardcore, but
I've been there a bunch of times.
Okay.
Had the Portillo's beef. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
But I can get a better Italian beef in downtown Kenosha than Portillo's can make theirs.
Yeah.
Hot dogs. I'll take trolley dogs.
Yeah.
Or any
downtown
hot dog.
Kenosha.
Boom.
Yep.
Their burger's not good.
Okay.
I'll take Culver's over Portillo's. So sounds like Wisconsin is better than that. And this was the last thing on their list, and I don't know how I feel about this. The Twinkie came out of Illinois. And for the fact that they put that on their list almost made me vomit.
That was a sigh of disappointment.
Exactly. They put that – Illinois had to put that on their top 26 things.
You know what?
I don't even know what to say.
I'm not going
to
rip on it. However –
have you ever had Wisconsin ice cream?
Or a fucking Little Debbie?
Or a Little Debbie.
Like, I'd rather have one of those.
Else.
Yeah. Twinkies aren't that good.
No. But it was just made me sad that this, like, they capped it and, like, oh, Twinkie made the list. No.
Like, oh, I feel bad for Illinois after hearing what's on their list.
And this is all their top 26 I kind of pulled from each part of the list.
They got nothing going for
they
them.
They beat us at nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Sounds
and they
like
never
Wisconsin
will.
Is better than that.
And they never will.
This segment turned out to be pretty great. I'm excited to bring this back every couple weeks as we go state from state.
We're going to have a mob of Illinoisians
in
our front yard.
I have a Nerf gun.
With pitchforks.
I'll put that plow on my Jeep and say, shoo. I say, get your Tesla out of here.
What do they call them? Illinoisians?
Illinoisians.
No.
Fibs.
Fibs. There it is.
You can say it.
Fibs. Fuck them fibs.
No, tell me what fibs stand for.
I don't know.
Really?
No, I don't. I know what fibbing
I'll
is,
tell
like
you.
Lying.
No. So a fib, is. Part of my language is a fucking Illinois bastard. You never
knew
that?
No, I didn't know
yeah.
that. You learned something new.
I really hate Illinois. But that pretty much wraps up this week. Me and Jordan talked about the beer for next week. If he does not have something to say in 6 seconds, that is the same for both of us to drink, I'm going to name it. So you go. You have 6 seconds.
I don't know. You can count to six because I'm not going to say anything.
Five and a half.
Five and three quarters.
Five and three quarters. Five and six eighths. We're doing White Claw next week, guys. With the warm weather, we're going to be drinking White Claw Variety Pack 2. And as always, thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, rate, review.
Comment.
All right, well, and be sure to leave a beard or fear. We did not have one this week, but we'll be happy to jump back into it next week. And you guys, from the bottom of my heart to yours, don't go to Illinois.